Friday, she was still up and in the chair and talking, holding court, doing well.
That's Sarah Besser, Mildred's daughter.
But she was ready to go. And she said, why am I still here? Why am I still here? I'm ready. And then the Supreme Court ruling came through, and she said, that's why I'm still here. And she was so happy.
The wife of an Episcopalian minister, Mildred spent decades fighting for gay rights and marriage equality. Just last year, she testified in the legislature in support of a bill that would prohibit discrimination based on sexual orientation or gender identity.
For the record, I'm 88 years old. I've lived in Alaska since 1959. I've been married for 65 years to the same man. And together we have raised four children. I'm also a Christian, and my faith informs what I do.
She continued,
I can't begin to tell you how saddened I am by the fact that in this great state I love so dearly, a person can be fired legally from a job, evicted from housing, denied credit or financing, simply because of whom they happen to love.
Mildred's advocacy work stemmed from her daughter, Sarah. Sarah recounts her mother visiting her while she was a senior at the University of Washington in Seattle. It was the early 1970s.
I was working at a bookstore called Mad Woman Bookstore downtown, and it had a lot of feminist and progressive and some lesbian books.
As they were leaving the store, Sarah decided at that moment to tell her mother.
At the crosswalk, light hit green and we started across the crosswalk. I said, Mom, did you know that I'm a lesbian? She kind of kept going. And she looked at me and said, no, but I'm glad you told me. But that doesn't change anything about what I feel for you.
Throughout the years, Mildred spoke up in the state capitol building, in city halls across Alaska, and knocked on doors in support of gay rights. Sarah says her mother never missed an opportunity to testify in the Capitol, even when Sarah herself was discouraged.
At some point, it became too difficult for me to go back to those same legislators and tell them again that we are no threat. I couldn't do it anymore. And my mother still would. She wouldn't even sometimes tell me she'd done it. And then I read the paper and think, wow, way to go, Mildred.
Liz Dodd is a close family friend. She worked alongside Mildred in 1998 against the state constitutional amendment that defined marriage as between a man and a woman. Dodd says the hearings were antagonistic, and she recalls times when lawmakers were rude.
You would have this bank of legislators sitting around their little Diaz there and little Mildred at the table in front of them, soft-spoken, just preaching love, basically.
Sarah Besser says she was honored to be Mildred's daughter.
People would stop me on the street always and say, I love your mother. She's my surrogate mother. She's my grandmother. She's a mother to us all. I was always very proud of her.
The respect was mutual, says Liz Dodd. Dodd recounts her last conversation with Mildred.
She started to talk about Sarah and how Sarah was her hero, and how Sarah inspired her and made her stronger. And she said, I had brought this person into the world, and then all through the years, I've watched her in absolute amazement at who she is.
After the Supreme Court ruling, Sarah announced to her mother and father that she and her partner of 4 years are getting married.
The last day that she was alive, she said, I'm sorry, I'm going to miss your wedding. I said, oh, don't worry, Mom, you're my first invitee. And you're going to be there with us. Don't you worry.
Mildred Besser passed away at age 90 on June 29th, 2015. She is survived by her husband, Mark, her four daughters, and countless others who considered Mildred their mother. In Juneau, I'm Lisa Fu.